Big Wave Dave here for Community Windows. First things, could be the most important thing happening right now because basketball is huge. Point Hope Rex Rocks Tournament featuring King Cove Boys. Here's the schedule for the tournament in Point Hope. King Cove will be playing tomorrow, January 29th, so stay tuned. It's 12:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. And Friday, January 30th, we'll have a game at 5 p.m. And Saturday at 4:30 p.m., that's January 31st, King Cove Boys will be playing. And so tune in for live coverage. Right from Point Hope, we're good, aren't we? And the other thing, do not eat the yellow snow. Oh, it's not snowing. No. Don't eat the shellfish. Our PSP level is still too high for edibility. And what else we have here? Trident Tip-Off Classic Games have been posted online at apradio.org. And the Alaska Business Development Center's Volunteer Tax and Loan Program celebrates 25 years of providing free tax return preparation and taxpayer education throughout rural Alaska. During 2015, teams will travel directly to 70 communities and assist an additional 50 through the Anchorage mail-in site. Mark your calendar for the following dates. King Cove will be February 27th. To March 1st. For more information on services or to verify if your community is eligible to receive assistance, contact ABCD at 907, that is, 562-0335, or visit ABCD's website at www.abcd.org. I love that website. Anyway, because of it's easy to understand. Even I'll remember being a senile old man. Aleutians Eastboro School District, special meeting of the school board Wednesday. That was last night.
ABDC.
Oh, it's ABDC. Oh, I love it. I did that wrong. Yes, ABDC. I guess I'm dyslexic at the same time. I just got diagnosed. Thanks, Virgil. That's good. Anyway, and Eastern Leesboro School District School Board meeting was last night, so I didn't have to say that. And we have here from the Executive Director, Falls Pass, February 23rd through the 27th, on February 26th. At 6 p.m., there will be a community potluck at Falls Pass. And what else we have? Cold Bay. On the 27th of February, they also have a community potluck. No time here. You might want to get a hold of them. And dental services will be King Cove, January 20th through February 6th. So it's not too late. ADAC, January 19th through the 22nd. King Cove, the 23rd of January through February 6th. Sandpoint, the 28th. It's today, I guess, through February 6th. Falls Pass, February 2nd to the 13th, and again, folks, for King Cove, because we're so popular, February 17th through the 20th, and Sandpoint, February 23rd to March 6th. I'm thinking I'm going to do it on that one. I didn't do it. I haven't been to a dentist in too long. Anyway, cancer fundraiser, auction, and prize drawing. That's Saturday, February 7th at 6 p.m. at the City Gym. Spaghetti dinner for $10, provided by Sandpoint School Culinary Arts. And we have split the pot, $5 a ticket to be drawn at the event. Art to be auctioned, donated by Amber Carlson, Paul, and Amber Gunderson, Paul Carlson, Dave Cabot, Denali Johnson, Robin Gilmore, and many, many more. Raffle prizes will be drawn, and those will include, but not limited to, a free Pan Air ticket, City of Sandpoint Harbor Haul Out, $500 free freight, coastal transportation, a GoPro Hero, Silver Edition. And the silent auction will be held as well. Now, if it's a silent auction, I should be silent when I speak it. Never mind. Raffle tickets sold by Tina Anderson, Heather Thompson, Linda Grunden, Carla Chebnoy, Donna Daniels, and a whole bunch more. Raffle tickets. Everybody's selling raffle tickets. Just get a hold of Jerry Nyberg, Julia Tripp, and Lisa Barnes. I can keep going. Probably name half the town to buy a raffle ticket from. So, do. And the United States Army Corps of Engineers seeks the public's interest in establishing restoration. I'm not going to do that one because we've done this a whole bunch. But it's the SENAC project, and if you're interested, stop by the station and we'll talk about it. Now, this one is huge. Aleutians East Borough. In the Loop, this new newsletter that comes out. This thing is really, really good. And it's I can't read the whole thing because Community Ones would last, it lasts a while. But it's a great newsletter. You know, we have no newspaper in this area. Do you guys know that? This is probably the closest thing to it. Even has a picture of me in here. And it has the hip-hop group 3D. Oh, yeah, they're in here. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute. Let's start from the beginning here. In the Loop, bringing the Aleutians East Borough, AEB School District, and Aleutians, Eastern Aleutian Tribes together by sharing common goals. I love this stuff. First headline, NOAA determines nomination of Aleutians Island as, let me try that again. NOAA, if I don't concentrate, I can do this well. NOAA determines nomination of Aleutian Islands as a National Marine Sanctuary as insufficient. I don't know if you heard that, folks, but they want to put the all of the Aleutians. It looks like it's going to cover, Bristol Bay and out into, the North Pacific, another 200-300 miles. And it's going to be closed to pretty much everything. Of course, you've also heard that, never mind. It's the North Slope's having some issues, too. I won't get political here. But, just stay tuned for that. Read the whole article in the paper, huh? That should have your attention. It's going to be on our website, or it is on our website, www.apradio.org. But I'm not finished yet. Governor Walker announces three commissioner appointments. The main one here names Jimmy Cotton as a Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner. That's huge. A lot of us know, not Jimmy Cotton, a lot of us know Sam Cotton. I know his boy pretty well. He fished here on the Pacific Maid years ago and hung out a lot with myself and my boys. And both have been to their estate and stuff. And it's just a blast. I mean, they're really good folks. So anyway, that's huge. We also have BPS debuts processing of Pacific cod during winter fishery this month. In other words, ABICDA's Bering Fishing Seafoods, that's the BPS, located in Falls Pass, opened in January to process Pacific cod in the winter fishery. Operating BPS and the Falls Pass Fuel Company throughout the winter positively impacts commerce. Of course it does. Another headline here. Greenhouse project launched in Nelson Lagoon. In the fall of 2014, they started putting this thing together. I guess it's up to 80 degrees right now in there. That's really something. And the more greenhouses we get out here, the more fun we're going to have growing stuff. Here's basketball news. This is all in this In the Loop newsletter. Sandpoint Eagles soar in Trident Tip-Off Classic after last-second buzzer beater. Oh, yeah. Even well-written. I mean, it doesn't get no better than this, folks. King Cove rookies win championship game in Trident Tip-Off Classic. Oh, yeah. This is great. Sandpoint Lady Eagles take third place in Trident Tip-Off Classic championship game. And this is a good one. This because it really... And it has a bunch of pictures in here. Instagram, you know, we can all do this stuff on our cameras now. You know, this is great. KSDP participates in Alaska TV news station's Instagram takeover. And we have KSDP general manager Austin Roof poses with Sandpoint official mascot, the Eagle. That was showing how important basketball is to the rural communities, Roof says. That's the first picture in here. The second picture, which is the most important picture here. The radio station's DJ Big Wave Dave was the focus in another shot. In the caption, Roof wrote, 3 college degrees, 25 years of fishing and chef credentials gives Big Wave Dave the experience he needs to be a full-time DJ. Oh, I'm so pleased with that, folks. Thank you. And coming up here, we have Matthew Bravo and Troy, of course, the members of the Sandpoint Hip Hop Group 3D. We're also highlighted in KTVA's Instagram Takeover Week 3. That's a great shot. Me, I can't stand the gangster symbols. I think they're pathetic and stupid, but that's just my own opinion. You know, I mean, just get away from that whole mentality. But what they do is great. Anyway, Roof said the scenic shot of Sandpoint was picked up by people who love Alaska. And this is a great shot. You know, I have it here in black and white, of course, but it's just the way it goes when it comes off the printer. And anyway, go to www.apradio.org and look up In the Loop. Okay, what else do we have? Save the date. Seize the day. S-E-A-S, the day. Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. That's going to be March 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's going to be at the Hotel Captain Cook in Anchorage. So register now and go to our website for more information on that. What else do we have here? There's a long community window, but it's worth it, folks. Eastern Aleutian Tribes, January 2015. Quality improvement issues. Wellness event in Sandpoint. It's going to be August 2014. That's pictures are here, and they're talking about it. And oh, this is just great stuff. We have behavioral health aides, community health aides, and open positions. That is medical director, physicians, nurse practitioner, and that's going to be in Acatan, Nelson Lagoon, Cold Bay. So we need a medical director physician. That's half in Anchorage and half at all the clinics. That would be great. So, again, go to our website to find out all this stuff. I went through the dental services and all that. What else do we have here? Job announcement for AVI fleet manager and minimum requirement bachelor degree in business or related field of plus 5 years previous work experience in owning or managing a vessel or fleet. That's a good one. Applications are available at www.apicda.com. Submit application with cover letter and resume to hr@apicda.com. I know that was a little bit too quick to write down, but again, go to our website at www.apradio.org. What else do we have here? Oh, I think I've come to the end of Community Windows, folks. And stay tuned for more music. Again, if you want to submit anything, go to cw@apradio.org for email. That's what I choked on yesterday. And go to our website at www.apradio.org. You can, you know, either, everything is under Community Windows, okay? You can either read the whole thing or you can listen to my awful voice again because I'm recording this every day. And thanks, folks, for hanging in there. We have Toby Keith coming to start us off.